you know, here in South Carolina, each county has a substance abuse agency, and it goes by a different name in each county. Here in Chester County, we have the Hazel Pittman Center, and they're really instrumental in helping us with our prom pledge. So any chance that we get to say thank you publicly to this organization, and they're in the studio this morning, we like to do so. So we're going to bring in Keisha Keith. She is the treatment director at Hazel Pittman, as well as Kristen Gibson, who's the executive director. And good morning to you both.
Good morning, Lucas.
Welcome in.
Yeah. Well, again, thank you on behalf of what you all do day in and day out, but especially during OTS Media's Prom Pledge initiative. You're there when we go in all the high schools in Chester County. And we certainly appreciate it. So we always like to say publicly, thank you to do that. We know we say thank you in the moment, but this gives us a chance to really just say we cannot do it without you. And, you know, you are getting ahead of it at the high school level because you see what happens when folks do need your services, Kristen. And we'll kind of turn it over to you at this point to kind of set up what the Hazel Pittman Center is all about, the name, how you kind of got the name, and what your goal is there.
Thank you, Lucas. Hazel Pittman Center's legal name is the Chester County Commission on Alcohol and Drug Abuse, and that is a mouthful. So many years ago, they renamed the agency or did a doing business as Hazel Pittman, who was one of our early board members and really was very instrumental in making Hazel Pittman Center what it is today. So we did our doing business name as Hazel Pittman. And if you ever get a chance to visit our agency, we can show you Hazel's picture in our boardroom. Yeah. But like you said, we are the county authority for substance use prevention, education, and treatment in Chester County. That doesn't mean we serve only Chester County residents. We do get, you know, patients from outside of the county. But our primary focus is Chester County, starting in the middle schools and high schools with prevention, and then going all the way through adult education and treatment for substance use.
It's about getting ahead of it as much as you can, which, again, is such a big part of what you're doing there with our prom pledge. And we know sometimes as much as a loved one wants their other loved one, right, to seek help, it's got to come from that person, right? Your family members can encourage the person as much as they want to seek help. And there are people that do seek help, and that's great. But we know sometimes that people sadly lose their battle with whatever vice has got a hold of them, and you all are offering some comfort for those family members that have been with their loved ones during this time. And kind of elaborate on that, Kirsten, before we turn it over to Keisha.
Yeah, so what we know is that substance use impacts more than just the individual who's using the substances. It impacts families. And all too often, those families are left to suffer alone. There isn't support. There isn't anybody trying to help them help their loved ones or help them deal with what they're going through and make sense of it for themselves so that they can function in their lives and be there for their loved ones and all of that. And we're looking to change that. With the support of Chester County and the City of Chester, Hazel Pittman Center has been able to secure some funding through the South Carolina Opioid Recovery Fund to help address the opioid crisis in our area. So with that funding, one of our new initiatives is a free family group to help try to get those families some support. We're offering that every Tuesday night from 5:30 to 6:30. No questions asked. People can come in, hang out for an hour, talk about whatever's going on with them so that we can try to get those families some support and educate them as to what their loved one's going through.
We'll turn it over to Keisha Keith, who's the treatment director at the Hazel Pittman Center. Keisha, I can only imagine what a comfort it is for these families to know that they're not alone, one, right? They're with other families that have been through this journey. And walk us through what some of those conversations have been like for these family members that, you know, sadly saw their loved one's life end for whatever reason.
So a lot of it is the disillusionment of it all, like trying to figure out what went wrong. And it seems like I'm in a fog right now. You know, a lot of times we'll say hindsight is 20/20, and it is, because we get a chance to assess some things. But, you know, they're trying to figure out, what did I miss? What didn't I see? What didn't I hear? You know, what specific words, you know, did I not love them enough? Did I not show them, you know, the care and concern? And it becomes a feeling of guilt that rises up. And so there are a lot of families that experience that, but they, you know, sometimes they try to do it in a silo. And no man is an island, so being able to have group and be able to see that community exist, and that, you know, your story may be different, but there are common threads, you know. And so in being able to do that, we are able to provide these services, and absolutely they are free. So that prevents us, you know, prevents that barrier from saying, I don't have the financial means to be able to do this. But it is where we will provide that educational piece for them, where we will allow them to understand that your loved one had autonomy. They had the ability to make choices. You know, those choices had some consequences, but this is not on you. You know, it's understanding now, what is your journey forward? How do you heal? How do you even acknowledge that you're still grieving potentially, and what that looks like for you, because it looks different for everybody? You know, identifying too what it is to regain that trust and that awareness of even yourself and how you navigate with the rest of your family now that you've lost your loved one. So that's kind of how it goes.
And I would think that's kind of a twofold process, because number one, they're seeing that they aren't the only people who feel this way, because sometimes you think, oh, this is only happening to me. And, you know, that could bring some comfort knowing that there's someone else who knows what you're going through. And number two, you kind of have to heal yourself before you can help someone else, you know. And so I think I've never been in that situation, you know, by the grace of God, thank God. But, you know, I can only imagine what it's like as a mom. I'm a mom. And so for a mom to have to sit there, or a dad to have to sit there and you know, navigate that, it's a lot. So thank you for what you do.
It's a really nice outlet to provide, because as you just described, what signs did I miss? I guess some blame family members, I guess, place on themselves. Could I have done this? Just one more thing. That's what could I have done? And the fact that you all are there to say, you know, you were beside them, at least. I mean, to provide them some way of coping with that. Again, this is very foreign to maybe, I know for us, but this is reality for a lot of folks. And to be able to provide this platform is wonderful. Do folks need to sign up for this ahead of time? Can they show up? Can you don't want to bring, you know, 6 or 7 or 8 cousins, do you? But how does that work? Because, you know, we've got big families in our community, and that just means that loved person was loved.
Absolutely.
So that's, there's a compliment there. But
absolutely,
how does the structure of the meetings work?
So they really can walk in if they choose to, but we definitely would like for them to get in contact with us, just so that we can make sure that we're planning and have the materials available for them. So they definitely can do that. But don't want to make that a hindrance. If you're just driving down the street and you're kind of tug of war with yourself saying, do I do it or do I not, do it. And come on in. We will not turn you away, for sure. And like I said, and like Kristen said, on Tuesday evenings from 5:30 to 6:30 is when we have groups. We are doing 12-week cycles of different psychoeducational pieces, and also time for families to be able to connect and really share their story if they choose to. Because you don't know who in the room can even receive the healing they need just because they spoke up. And so being able to do that makes all the difference, too. We are going now through September the 16th is this particular cycle, and then we will start up again. So, you know, you can go definitely to our website, hazelpittmancenter.org, which has been revamped, and you can see the flyer and get information that way as well.
Oh, fantastic. Kristen, when it comes to substance use in Chester County, what are the numbers telling? What are you seeing?
Oh, Lucas, and it's so hard. So many agencies across the state said that since COVID and everything was shut down with the pandemic, they don't have people coming in and accessing their services. At Hazel Pittman Center, we are just the opposite. We have more people coming in for services than ever, which is a great thing. It means people are getting help. We've had to start extra groups to accommodate the folks coming in. So something's working. People are getting the word. People are wanting to make changes. And we just want to keep that motivation going. We don't ever want somebody to not come in because of shame or guilt or a fear of, we're here to help. We're here to listen, no matter what you're going through. And I guess that's the message I want everybody to hear, whether you're using substances, you're a family member of somebody who is, or you've lost somebody to their substance use, is you are not alone. We are here. And we want to be here for them and help them through whatever tough time they're going through.
Well, I'm glad that in Chester County, you're not seeing what some of the other parts of the country are seeing, because you're right. Mm-hmm. Since COVID, folks have now done it inward, right? Meaning I'm alone. I can do it. I can beat this myself. I can overcome this challenge. So I'm glad that in Chester County, which is a very rural county on top of it, where transportation could be a barrier, financial means can be a barrier. In fact, you all are removing that for so many folks to seek the help that they want. That's wonderful. And please set the standard for the rest of the state and the rest of the country. Again, this is a free family group support meetings for families who have had someone close to them, a loved one, lose their battle to substance abuse, whether it's alcohol or opioids or whatever it is. You're not alone, as Kristen and Keisha have been describing to us. And these meetings are free, and you can just show up. It'd be nice if you can plan ahead of time, but Keisha, I think you said it best. Some folks, it might be a spur of the moment thing right then and there, and we want to make sure that those doors stay open. And again, just applaud you all for providing this platform and getting those dollars to be able to do this is just wonderful. And what a gift it is for those family members that probably feel alone and all the stages of grief that you go through heightened by everything else. Yeah. Wow. It is, again, the Hazel Pittman Center. Reach out to them if you're in Chester County. As Kristen mentioned, sometimes they help those beyond Chester County, which I think is great. Between Hazel Pittman Center in Chester County, Counseling Services of Lancaster County, and then Keystone in York County, you three all work so hand in hand with each other, and you support each other so nicely. It's just really good to see that synergy between you three. So thank you so much. Mm-hmm.